Time to get back into our Western UP conversation with Pete Sorrell at East Branch Outfitters in Kenton. And we're going to pick up where we left off with the fishing talk and then get into some bird hunting. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, let's switch over and talk about Lake Gogebic then. I heard the walleye fishing was decent. I wouldn't say on fire from the couple of reports I got in, but then again, I heard also that some of those teeter pigs, those big perch, are coming in along with the walleye.
Yep, we were out last week after we talked to you, and we did well. You know, we had a half a dozen walleyes. I got to tell you, were, you know, in the 17, 18-inch range, good eaters. And also the other boat that was out, they had one perch that was 14, and they had a half a dozen walleyes also.
Mm.
So we stayed till just a little bit after dark.
Okay.
But most of the action is that hour right before dark.
Again, what were they using?
We were using jig and a minnow. Yep.
Any specific type of minnow? Or
one of the guys was using a white Mr. Twister, and tipped with a small minnow, and he was doing well also.
Any particular type of minnow, like medium suckers or fatheads? Or
yeah, we were using medium suckers, although we took some fatheads with us, and they seemed to be doing just as well at the height of the bite kind of thing. They didn't seem to be too picky.
Okay. All right, well, what about those perch? I mean, I'm hearing reports of some, and they're not little perch either. I mean, they're just a random perch here and there when you're walleye fishing, but they're still good-sized perch, 12-inch to 14-inch perch.
Oh, yes. I've heard other guys, too, that have done the same thing. And, I mean, there's not, like you said, not small perch. These are all just nice size, almost, you know, 2-pound perch.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Is there any way to target those?
Boy, I don't know. There's not a lot of guys. Most of the guys are fishing walleyes now that they've come in close.
Okay.
And I don't know many fishermen that are just targeting them. Well, we're talking about 8 to 10 feet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We're going around the weed beds and along the shorelines.
Okay. All right, well, what else can we finish with? How about bird numbers? What are you hearing from bird hunters?
We're still talking about beautiful, beautiful bird numbers. Oh, my goodness. All the guys with the dogs, lots of flushes. I mean, they're just really a good, they're really having a good season. Adam, and I got to tell you, the number of woodcock seems to be way up. I don't know about if you're getting those reports also.
Yeah, but, they're starting
the
to slow down.
The guys around here certainly seem to have been targeting a lot of them.
Well, the number, it sounds like it's slowing down now that the flights have, you know, the migration has sort of passed through the UP, but when a week and a half ago, it was dynamite for woodcock.
Yeah, it was just crazy up here, too, on the west end. It was, everybody was talking about the number of woodcock that they were seeing.
Well, Pete, we'll get a hold of you here as we get a little more into the rut. I'll talk to you after I get back from North Dakota, maybe the end of next week.
All right. Good luck, too. Have a good time.
You take care.
Yep. Okay.
Pete Sorrell from East Branch Outfitters in Kenton, and he is our Western UP correspondent here on The Outdoor Show.